occupy the tiny village of Recogne, then attack over an open, snow-covered field toward Cobru, another tiny village a kilometer or so east of Noville. On Winter's left, 1st Battalion would move north through the woods to clear them out. Winters was unhappy with the orders. He had 2 kilometers of snow-covered open fields to cross to get to Cobru. It was a bright, sunny day. Why attack at high noon? Winters would have preferred to wait through the night, then set out at first light to cross the field. But Eisenhower wanted action. Monty wanted action. Taylor wanted action. Sink wanted action. So 2nd Battalion's HQ, Dog, Easy, and Fox companies would have to provide it. There was a fairly deep shoulder running southwest out of Noville to near Recogne. Winters saw that by sending his men straight for it, he could pick up more and more cover as they got closer to Noville. He put the battalion in single file to cut through the snow, dangerous but quick. As Easy and the rest of 2nd Battalion moved out, so did the 1st Battalion on the left. German tanks in Noville got 1st Battalion in their sights and let loose with some 88s. They did not see 2nd Battalion marching toward Noville in the shelter of that shoulder. Winters glanced to his left. The 88s were tearing up the 1st Battalion. Men were flying through the air, Winters recalled. Years later, in the movie Dr. Zhivago, I saw troops crossing snow-covered fields being shot into by cannon from the edge of the woods and men flying through the air. Those scenes seemed very real to me. Easy was having its own problems. German machine guns in Noville opened on the company at a draw and stream that slowed the Americans while they were exposed. Spears set up 2 of his machine guns to answer the fire. As the American machine gunners let loose with a burst, a group of 8 or 10 would dash across the small stream. The stream was narrow enough for most of the men to jump across, but Private Tony Garcia, carrying an ammo bag with 6 rounds of mortar ammunition, fell into the stream. He was soaked. By the time his group reached Noville, my clothing had frozen, causing a crackling sound as I walked. This, however, saved me from going on an all-night patrol, which was to have made contact with one of our own units. The platoon sergeant said I could be heard all the way to Berlin and for me to stay put. Garcia has another memory of that day. One of the more disturbing incidents that affected me was seeing a horse standing in the snow, helpless, with one of its front legs shattered by shell fragments. One of the non-coms mercifully put it out of its misery with a couple of bullets to the head. Though man's brutality to one another is tragic enough,